Tuesday, Parshas Vayetze, Shir Yates.
Okay, Rabbi Sai, we have already established, and from the Gemara, that the Pasuk Yatzachinam is teaching us, Ein Kesef, Le'odoin Zeh, Le'yesh Kesef, Le'odoin Acher, which means, the Gemara thought, wasn't sure how to learn that drasha. Do we learn the drasha Ein Kesef B'Yetzia Zu, Yesh Kesef B'Yetzia Acheres, or Ein Kesef Le'odoin Zeh, Yesh Kesef Le'odoin Acher? We're going to learn, the Gemara's Maskan is Yetzia Dekavosei Kamemayit, and there are enough doime because it's also yitzia benageda first in the Durham. We saw machlekes rishonim. Does it mean because it's yitzia lagamri benageda first in the Durham, or is it etvasa yitzia benageda first in the Durham? But whatever it is, that's called the yitzia. It's dam yahai yitzia lahai yitzia, and therefore we're learning ein kesef la adon zev yesh kesef la adon acher. It's a makar that a isha is mikadosh for kesef, and the kesef goes to the father. Frek the gemara v'hai v'hai v'yatzachinam lahachi hudasa. This is what it's coming for. Homi Bayle Kidatanya. The Gemara at the top of Daf Dalet Amud Aleph says we need it for the Brisa. So the Tanya of Yotzachinam Eliyim Bagris in case of Eliyim Naris, which means as follows: when a man sells his daughter as a Amma Ivriya, so the sale is only temporary. When does she go out? She goes out when she reaches a certain age, when she becomes of age. What's that age? So we make a drasha. Yotzachinam Eliyim Bagris. In Kesef, Eliyim Nairis. So the Gemara is saying that that she goes out with Bagris, she goes out with Nairis. The Gemara eventually is going to ask the question that if she goes out with Nairis, so then what do you mean she goes out with Bagris? She's going to go out with Nairis. Nairis always comes before Bagris, assuming that there's going to be Nairis. We'll see exactly. Well, that's a lengthy discussion in the Gemara. But it's interesting. Why did the Gemara choose to do Bagris first? V'yatzachinam elei Bagris, in case of elei mei Nairis. Why do we first make a drasha on Bagris and then afterwards make a drasha on Nairis? Why doesn't it say V'yatzachinam elei mei Nairis, in case of elei mei Bagris? It's because what's the smaller chiddush? So it could be that the reason is that's the style. The style is say the smaller chiddush and afterwards say the bigger chiddush. Right? First of all, she goes out with Bagris. Second of all, she even goes out with Nairis. Yatzachinam and Kesef. That could be. That's very possible. Look in Rashi. We're just going to touch on the Rashi now because it's not really our sugya. But look in Rashi. Rashi's saying something to me. Rashi's talking to me. It says Rashi, Yatzachinam v'lo pirish masai teitze. It doesn't say when she goes out. Eilemei bagris shehi mishtane. Me Nairos Leois Boigeres. She's changing from Nairos to become a Boigeres. That's Yatzachinam Eilim Ebagris. In Kesef, Ela Dover Acher Moitzia. Kesef's not being Moitzi here. Something else is being Moitzi her. Eilim E Nairos. Ulakame Poroch Michinafkala Ben Nairos Bagris Maya Vidite. To me, Rashi's talking, my friends. Rashi's saying something that it almost sounds like Rashi's trying to match up the drasha with the different things. Yotza chinam, what is chinam? What's chinam? Bagus. Ein kesef aval dover acher moitzi. What's the dover acher moitzi? Nairis. We got to figure out what exactly Rashi's saying, but that's what Rashi seems to be talking to me. Okay, well, it'll be more relevant to the end of the sugya where we're going to get into the nitty-gritty of these two things. But at the moment, I'm hearing something from Rashi. Says the Gemara, Vaiter. Says the Gemara, but we need it for those that drasha. V'amar avina im kein le'makra in kesef. My ein kesef. Well, let's say without a yud. What's ein kesef? Ein kesef. L'adon zev yesh kesef l'adon acher. We're darshaning the extra yud, says Rashi. Ein kesef, in kesef, below yud, kidakasev me ein yavami. Says the Gemara, umimai didashinon hachi, mechateisi, we make this drasha. The Tanya of Zera ein lo, ein li ele zera, zera zari min ayin tam and loimer, ein lo, ayin lo. Again, it says zera ein lo, and we're going to change the ein lo to ayin lo because of the yud. So the extra yud is pushing into ayin lo. Ein li ele zera kosher, zera posel min ayin tam and loimer, zera ein lo, ayin lo. So it sounds like the drasha is learning two different, the Gemara is learning two different things. From the fact that it says Zera Ein La, first it's learning Zera Zara grandchild, then it's learning Zera Pasel. Correcting Gemara about Fikte Lezera Zara, you already used it for Zera Zara. Answer the Gemara, Zera Zara, it's Trichkra, Dibnei Bonim, Arayan Kibonim. Ki it's Trichkra, Lezera Pasel. You don't really need the Pasel for that. Even though we said, Gemara said Zera Ainla, Ainla, it didn't really mean that. It was just like, it just said it. But really, it's the Pasel is really for Zera Pasel.
Why would you say about Ainla doesn't mean all of the lineage? Why are you going to limit it to the children?
What? Ainla?
Yeah. You say you're looking into her.
That's what, no, it doesn't. Once we say Ayin Law, then we know it means includes the grandchildren. But we thought it just says Zera Ayin Law, it'd say we think it's only the children. Zera Ayin Law includes the grandchildren. Says the Gemara, V'tana gufei mino alei didarish hachi. Okay, we made it up ourselves. Where did we get it from? We got it from a Tana. The Tana also has to have a Makar. The Tana, that's enough for us. In other words, we're off the hook. We said there's a drush of Nord Ain. But where did the Tana get it from? No, it's that once we know the Tana said it, so then we're fine. But now we're trying to understand the Tana himself. How did the Tana know to make the drush of Zera Ein Law, Ayin Law? Says the Gemara. The Tana go famin on the Dara Shachi. Our miksiv me ein bilam u me ein yivan. Me loch sibe yud, hacha miksiv me yud, shmai min on the drush uda asa. Because we have two psukim. Me ein bilam, me ein yivan. Those are both psukim in the Torah. Me ein bilam is in by Midbar. Me ein yivan is in Devarim. I got these two psukim, therefore I see to darshin without the yud. Got it? Good. Okay. So, bottom line, how do I know that you darshin without a yud? Because whenever it has a yud, because there's two times in the Torah where it writes it without a yud. Where do I see? Where's the precedent for that? The precedent from Zera, the Brice of Zera Einla. And therefore, we have a license to do it by us. Ein kesef. We have a drasha. Ein can make an extra drasha from that extra yud. Says Rashi.
The question of the time of the Zerazara.
We didn't know yet Zerazara when they said Tana Gufe. Oh yeah, yeah. Zer, yeah, sorry, yeah, yeah. Yeah. How did that Tana, whoever said that, we're Amoiras. The Gemara is Amoiras. Once we have a Tana that says it, we're good. We're good, we're fine. The Tana says it, soak your head. You know, knock your head against the wall. Tana says it. You can't ask me any questions. But now we can turn to the Tana and say, Tana, where'd you get it from? So we have to, you know, we have to try to make sense of the Tana also. Says the Rashi, En kesef, below yud, kideksiv me'ein yevami. It's interesting to me. Why does Rashi pick an example? Rashi says, I'll give you an example of en kesef, just like ein yevami. Our Gemara gave two examples. First it was Main Bilam and then Main Yavami. Why did Rashi decide to use the second one? Is there a reason for that? Kedushin Yavamis? I mean, there's no real connection over here. It just happens to be talking about the Parsha of Yavamis, maybe. Rashi likes that. It's like, maybe. It's the second one in the Gemara.
It's a more clear cut one.
For some reason, it's more clear cut. Why is it more clear cut? Yeah, what does the word me'ein yevami mean? The yevam does not want.
Hurt.
What does me'ein bilam mean? Bilam doesn't want. Or the yevam rejected. It's better said. So the targum on me'ein yevami is misarev. Misarev means that he's refusing. The targum by Bilam, so it's interesting. I looked in two different chumashim. Two different chumashim have two different targums on Unkelus. I looked in the Mekorais Gedolos from Art Scroll, and I looked in the chumash that Hofstetter made. What's that called? Derish David? Two different targums. I asked Rabbi Mandelbaum, because he said, yeah, there's different manuscripts. But one of them has over here also Sarif, which means that Me'ein Bilam and Ye'ein Yevami would be identical. The other one has Me'ein Bilam is Loitzavi. Loitzavi Bilam. Haloi Chimanu.
That's the regular one that we have?
That's, I don't know what's regular. That's the Hofstetter one.
Yeah, but who cares if there's a problem there? That Paragmar says it obviously.
Rashi feels a need to be.
Maybe one of them is stronger.
Why does Rashi explain that? Oh,
maybe that's why Rashi. Look at the next Rashi. Rashi over there, or down. Rashi says. By Bilam, Me'ein Bilam, Ein Bedaitoi Leile Chimanu, Ein Bedaitoi. Maybe Rashi is coming to say it's not Misarev. Misarev means he refuses. Maybe that's not his intention. Maybe there's a difference between the Me'ain of Bilam and the Me'ain of Yevami. I don't know. But I'll tell you something else interesting. The Rashi in Baba Basra, it's not really Rashi, it's Rashbam. He brings our Gemara. He says, when you see you Darsha Me'ain, just like it says Me'ain Bilam. Over there it only says Me'ain Bilam. And Rashi and Yevamis says both of them. So Rashi in Kedushin only says Me'ain Yevami. Rashi in Baba Basra only says Me'ain Bilam. And Rashi and Yevamis says both. Is there any significance to this or not? I don't know. Maybe it's just random. But it's interesting. It's interesting. Says Rashi Vaiter. Ein minayin de shin in yud de ein ki agav nevan feinafshi zerein la ein li shiyakiv al bas koyin milecho betruma el zera mi Yisrael zera zara minayin tamalame ein la ein la she imeis benavi yesh la ben af whom akva. So let's get it clear what the case is. You have a girl, she's a bas koyin. So before she married, was she able to eat truma? Yes. Now she's married to Yisrael. Whose house is she in? Yisrael, is she allowed to eat truma?
No.
Now her husband died. Is she allowed to eat truma?
Depends.
If she has no children. If she has children. What happens if she has grandchildren? That's our Gemara. It says, Ayin-law, even if she has grandchildren, she cannot eat truma. That's what Rashi is saying.
Why does Rashi switch it to
Ayin-law? Instead of Ayin-law? I don't know. We're saying that, B'nei Banim, Mariam Kebanim. We learn from B'nei Banim, Mariam Kebanim.
I don't get, why would you need the dress for grandchildren?
Her son's dead. Her son is dead. All she has left is a grandchild. Her husband died, her son died.
What would be the problem if her son's alive, but the son might be the true
son is Miyake.
Yeah, that makes her into like Yisrael. She's in Yisrael house. Maybe the reason is because of what you're saying, I don't know, but...
I'm saying it doesn't make a difference to be dead alive.
No, just like the husband, hold a second, if she's married, the husband doesn't allow her to eat, so but when the husband's dead, she can't eat, the son the same thing, if the son's alive, she can't eat. Says Rashi, Zer apostle kigoin mamzer. How do you know? What does Rashi want kigoin mamzer? Is there anything, is Rashi coming to emphasize kigoin mamzer?
This is an example.
Or is it just any example? It's just an
example. Or to tell you that there's other examples also.
Are there other examples that would work or wouldn't work? I'll ask you a question. What about a ptsua daka or kushivcha? What is that? Those are people that do not have the ability to reproduce. For whatever they have, there's something wrong with their reproductive organs, they can't do it. Now they are not allowed to marry. A ptsua daka kushivcha may not marry. Doesn't make a difference who his mother, who his father is, but he's got physical deformity. Now she has a child that's a tzuadaka kushivcha from her husband Yisrael. Do you have a havamina that is not going to apostle her because he's a zera apostle? Why is he zera apostle? He can't marry. This person cannot marry.
That's called zera apostle.
There's no
being done. What do you mean?
It's not like she can't go back. She's not part of his house and he can't have any more kids. She has to go back to her father's house.
Who said she can't get married?
The reason she can't go back to her father's house is because now she has a family to stay by. It's not like he's making more families, so now she goes back to her father's house.
Even if he's not going to have more, he's still holding up the Israel name.
Huh?
No,
yes or no?
The kid's alive, even though he can't have more kids, he's still holding the shame Yisrael.
But he's Zera Apostle.
Who says Zera Apostle? I don't know if that ever kids is Zera Apostle.
Is he not allowed to marry?
Is that what Rashi means by mother? That someone can't marry? Or does Rashi mean?
So
meaning coming from her.
So I would.
So Zera can marry on
Zera Apostle. Zera can marry each other.
A mamzer can also marry a mamzeres. All those people in the same basket of deplorables.
Who cares about marriage?
I'm good. Zara Puzzle means Zara that came from an illegal relationship, not someone married.
Well, a mamzer can.
So,
from something wrong.
What?
Oh, is there a Zara Puzzle you can.
So I would have said, personally, like Eli Bash is saying, that that's not called Zera Puzzle. And maybe that's what Rashi is coming to emphasize. Kegoin Mamzer, someone that came from a illicit relation. Someone, and I would say differently. It has to be a psul on the Zera. There has to be something wrong with the Zera. Over here, is there anything wrong with the Zera because the child is deformed? There's nothing wrong with the Zera. He's grada deformed. He grada has something wrong with his body. But he's not a Zera puzzle. He might be puzzle. He might not be able to marry, but he's not Zera puzzle. It's not, something wrong. The verb was Zera ain't law. That's not called Zera. Is that Zera? This is Zera. It's not Zera. Why? Because the child has a problem. It's not Zera. It's Zera. The
whole concept of Zera is to continue generations.
Who said that?
What's the whole concept of Zera?
Zera,
wouldn't
that be the point?
No, maybe not. It's Zera.
He's Zera.
Right, he's Zera.
What's all kinds of
Zera?
For
the woman, is it Zera?
It doesn't make it Zera
possible. For the woman, is it Zera?
It doesn't make it Zera
possible.
Is it Zera
possible?
Not Zera possible, it's Zera.
Maybe,
yeah,
what
kind of
Zera is
to continue
generations?
Yeah,
her Zera.
She can
continue generations.
It's
not going to count.
I'm saying that's what Rashi is coming to do. He's coming to knock that out.
No, we're saying Kegoin Mamzer, there's other options.
Oh, there are other options. Yeah. Let's say she's Nevela Stopas. Let's say she's or Eish Ish. You know, she's Eish Ish. She's Ish Acher. Whatever. Anything.
That would be Zera Pasul. That would be the Mamzer. What other choice of Zera Pasul besides her Mamzer?
Oh, Chalal. Yeah, maybe. Yeah. Interesting. You have to work on that. Akopanim, Rabbi Yashiv is going to say not like that, my friends. Rabbi Yashiv is going to say something like what the rest of the Adam is tining. But I don't know if it's Muchach. I don't know if it's called Zera Puzzle. If you would ask me, that's not Zera Puzzle.
Why would you switch the lesson with Zera being Puzzle?
But then why does
Rashi say Zera as meaning a kid? Zera, grandkid.
Right.
Why are you not switching it to mean Zera, the father? Why are you making Zera now mean not the kid is Puzzle, but there was a illicit relationship?
No, I know. What I'm saying is it has to be Zera Puzzle. There has to be something wrong with the Zera. So that has to do with the relationship. But if a child, Grada, can't marry someone because there's something wrong with them, it's not a psul in the Zera. It's a psul in the... It has to be that there's a psul in the offspring Sheboy, in the Zera Sheboy. It's a Zera Puzzle. There's a psul in the Zera. Grada, he's a kush shivchana, like Lamashal. What happens if he wasn't born that way? He was born 100% fine, and then he had an accident. He's still considered, it's still a kush shivcha. So there's nothing wrong with the Zera. It's Grada, it's not in the Zera Shabbai. That's in the, he happens to be puzzle. We need Zera puzzle, says Rashi Kegoin Mamzer. Ken Zion.
Does Rashi learn like Taisus as far as the whole, it has to be the child versus the grandchild thing?
I don't know what you mean by that. Oh, we'll see. I doubt it. Because Rashi doesn't bring. Let's see. We have to see Tosfos.
What's another example aside from Mansur?
I don't know. That's what Lazy was also asking me. What else would be Zera Puzzle? Unless it's
from an Oseh Bal Yashiv.
Unless Chalal.
Then she would eat Truma. Is her husband a
Chalal? A married to a widow.
Husband's a Kain.
That doesn't make a difference. Her husband's dead.
She's a Kain. So she can eat Truma. So she can eat Truma.
No, she can't because she's Zera Puzzle now.
But from her husband left.
Husband's dead.
So that she still sleeps from her husband's house?
No, she doesn't. She has a Zera Puzzle.
That's a market from going to her father's house, not her husband's house.
But her husband's dead. She doesn't have her husband's house anymore.
But that's still, so she's in somebody's house. It's either her husband or her father.
But not if it's Zera Puzzle.
Yeah, I don't know. Zera Puzzle only stops her from going back to father's house.
I don't know.
Who said she has to leave her?
Yeah.
There's just her husband.
She doesn't leave her husband's house. She doesn't go back to her father's house. She stops.
I don't know. Okay, wait, so we have to see what that could be. We're going to see it. We're going to see it in a minute.
And her only tie to it is the kids that is not allowed to eat truma. She's still allowed to eat truma.
Rabbi, let's finish the Rashi's. Rabbi, let's go. We got to move. Zera Puzzle going Mamzer Bnei Bonim Erika Bonim Nafkum Maseches Yevamis. In Perik Abay Yevim Tatan Gufei Minole Demash Vnei Ein Below Yud Me Ein Bilam Ein Bedaitoy Leilech Imanu. Rashi's some reason coming to tell us what Me Ein Bilam Ein Bedaitoy. Maybe it's coming to say it's not Mesariv. I don't know. Taisus come ask the Kasha. Taisus asks. our Gemara seems to say we need a pasuk for Zera Pasul. What does that mean? That again, you have a woman, she's a Bas Koyin, she married a Yisrael, and she wants to go back to her father's home, but she can't because she has a child. Now, if she has a regular child, can she go back? No. What about if she doesn't have a child, but she has a grandchild, can she go back? No. What about if she has a child, and the child is Pasul? She's Zera Pasul. Can she go back? Why not? Because we're learning it from the pasuk of Zera. She can't go back because of him. Frech Tois is Akasha. If she has a Zera Pasul, what does that mean that she obviously did something wrong? In illicit, how else did she get a Zera Pasul? The Zera Pasul came because of her improper behavior. Once she did something wrong, she anyway can't eat Truma.
Is that true? You can't
eat
truma.
Yeah.
You notice. A
divorced woman who marries a kohen,
the child's chala. Is the chala possible, right, or just her marriage with a kohen?
She could eat truma.
She's a
bas kohen.
She's a
bas kohen.
She's married to kohen. And she's divorced, so their relationship is wrong.
Right now we're talking about a bas kohen. Yoni, I'm talking about his claim. I don't know, I have to see what over there. Let's see Tois's kasha. Bozeveli says Tois, Zera Pasul Minayin. Boysai, can we see Tois inside for a second? Zera Pasul Minayin. Ay Marie. Zera Zara Pasul Ka'amar. Tois says we're going to have to change what the Gomar means. Why? Dakivan Shinivala Pasula, Pasul Minakahuna. Once she's nivel al pasula, she's pasul min kuhuna. Period. Even ba'inus doesn't make a difference. She's pasul min kuhuna. V'toichel b'truma. Forget about the kid. How did this kid come into being? Obviously, she did something wrong. She did something wrong, so she's anyway pasul. Nivel al pasula, pasul min kuhuna. So how in the world are you telling me I need a pasuk to tell me her zera pasul is going to stop her from eating truma? She anyway can't eat truma. Even if the child wouldn't be alive, she can't eat truma. Why? Because she did it. She had an improper relationship that passes her from the hilkach lekalafarish zera pasul mamish ela zera zara. Says Tosis, you know what's going on over here? She had a regular child. Okay, he's a regular kid. What happened? That kid had a zera pasul. So did she do anything wrong? No. Does she have a grandchild? Yes. But her grandchild is Zera Zara Pasul. Does that pasul her? That's what the Gemara means to say. It's not very mashma in the Gemara, because the Gemara says Zera Pasul, and Tosis is saying it means Zera Zara Pasul. But it does help you a little bit with the fact that Gemara started off with the drasha Zera Zara. We said Zera Zara doesn't really need a pasuk. Zera Zara lo tzrichikra. So why'd you say Zera Zara and Zera Zara and Ayin Lo? The answer is because Zera Zara Pasul. Really, you're doing both of them because that's getting into the drasha. Because Zera Zara Pasul is Ayin Lo. But it's not so mashma. This is what Tosis says. Comes out according to Tosfos. Is it possible to have a Zera Pasul without her doing a Maisa Aveira?
No.
Or else Tosfos wouldn't jump down to Zera Zara. What? What do you mean? We'll see that in a second. Right. Now, first of all, I don't think Rashi's going to learn this way. Because if Rashi learns this way, he would have to say something. Rashi just, zero, nothing. And it's very not Rashidic. What are you going to say? Zera, Zara? Rashi, nothing. The Gemara says Zera Pasul. So we're going to have to come up, according to Rashi, with somehow how to learn this Gemara. So we got a great idea. We have numerous ideas. One idea would be, this is the idea that Rishayim say, Nisabra Be'ambatya. Translated into modern terms, artificial insemination. Artificial insemination. Nisabra Bambatya means that somehow... It's all the same thing. All the same thing. Nisabra Bambatya. There's no Bia. Did she do anything wrong? There's no illicit relations. No. But there's a child.
Who's the child from?
So we're going to have to talk about exactly, but clearly from someone puzzle. That's something that's going to create a psul.
Still be zera pasul.
But she's not puzzle. That's a great case. So why doesn't Tosis just say this Abrabambatya? Now Tosis can't say artificial insemination because that didn't exist in those times. But the Gemara speaks about this concept called this Abrabambatya. So why didn't Tosis say, you know what the pasuk is talking about? It's talking about a case where she's not puzzle because she didn't do an illicit relation, but the kid's puzzle. You can have Zera puzzle without her doing anything wrong. Okay, so this is Abrabambatya. Rabbi Chana Vassaman Frekti Kasha. Says Rabbi Yashiv, I have a much better case. What about kus shivcha? What about a case of kus shivcha? A psua daka? Where she did nothing wrong? The child's just deformed? Why don't you say that case? You know why? Because that's not a regular case. And Tosis wants a regular case. Tosis ratzu lahamid b'tzior harogil. Wants it to be normal. So Rabbi Yashiv is prepared to be madche toisvis and say, lav davka. You're right, you can come up with a case. You want to make up wild cases where she's not puzzle, but the kid is puzzle, you can come up with them. This Abrabambatya, Kushivcha, Psuadaka, I can come up with lots of cases. Doesn't make a difference. Toisvis is looking for a regular case. And
therefore
Toisvis
switches to
Gemara. And therefore Toisvis is willing to be madche the Gemara, say lav davka. Rabbi Yashiv is a massive chiddush on Toisvis. Because Tosis is willing to cram something into the Gemara because he wants a regular case. Just say the Gemara says Zera Apostle is talking about this case. Why not? So the Achrayim say differently than Rabbi Yashiv. So first of all, Ptua Daka is not Shver. Why not? It's not Zera Apostle. His Raya, Rabbi Yashiv, says, I can figure out a very easy case. Ptua Daka. Maybe that's not Zera Apostle. That doesn't belong in a. That's not a case of Zera Apostle. There's nothing wrong with the Zera. Grada, the kid, has a problem. That's not a Zera puzzle. Our other case is a whopping big deal. This Abrabambatya, what do you do? Comes along Reb Shmuel Ruzovsky. Obviously, this is going to get down to the Halacha Lemaisa we're going to hit. Comes along Reb Shmuel Ruzovsky, and he says, Amar Dekazach. Says Reb Shmuel Ruzovsky, you know what happens in this Abrabambatya? You know what happens by this Abrabambatya? He says, what happens is that because the father is not really present, he's irrelevant. The father's irrelevant. Says Reb Shmuel, you know what happens by... you know what happens by a... A Bas Levi... That's Nisabra Be'ambatya. A Bas Levi, that's Nisabra Be'ambatya. The child's a Levi. Because if there's no father, so what does the child become? The mother.
How do you know he's only talking about Nisabra
Be'ambatya? There's no father.
No, the father's irrelevant. There's no father. He's saying that that's considered the father. Be'ivra Be'ambati. So he starts off. Klal, nothing. So if there's no father, there's no father, what's going to be the case? There's a new type of immaculate conception. There's no father. So now, this child, the mother is a Bas Kayin. What's the child? Kayin. Unbelievable! The child's a Kayin! So can she eat Truma now? Why not? She's a Bas Kayin. She has a son who's a Kayin!
She's married to someone.
He's dead. He's dead. If he's alive, she for sure can eat Truma.
Son allows her to eat Truma?
No, she can eat Truma because of the father, or maybe because of the son. I don't know, but she can eat Truma either way. She doesn't lose anything.
What? Like that.
What?
The son can't make her let her eat Truma, only the husband. The husband's dead.
No, she's a Bas Kayin. She's a Bas Kayin. She's Kayin all around.
She's in the father's house.
Why not?
She has a son.
The son's not going to bother her if he's a Kayin. It's not going to stop him from going back. It's only the sons of Yisrael stops him from going back to the house. But if he's not puzzled, then why is she going to go back?
Either, the fact that it'll be the son that's Yisrael.
Why should a Kayin's son stop her from eating?
Maybe, I don't know, maybe it's what? She has a son, she's separate from her parents' house.
A son doesn't allow you to eat Truma.
The
The son's a kohen.
He's a kohen. What's
doesn't
the problem?
Make a difference. Does it allow you to eat truma if she's not able to eat? She can't go back to her father's house. She can't eat truma.
Done. She went to father's house.
Because she has a son.
So what?
Sons be mocking her from going back to father's house. She doesn't have a husband. She can't eat truma.
If she was married to a kohen and she had a son who's a kohen and the husband died, she can eat.
Of course.
She can eat.
And Vaidur, in the case if you don't know who the father is and she's a bas kohen, then...
If you don't know who the father is?
In
there is no father.
There is no father.
There is no father.
That's a case where the son is coming from the father, and that's
so
why he's a continuing the kohen of the father.
So
in this case, it's from her. She's no shaykh.
So it's still kohen. So it's all kohen. She's surrounded kohen. Why can't she eat truma? Mechatesi.
She says it's more.
She can eat truma. It's a couple, not a kasha. It's not a kasha. Comes to Shmuel and says, no. That's way too whacked out. That's too far. That's too far to say that the child is going to become a kohen. No, we don't see.
Mechatesi. So what's the child going
to
be?
So he says the child's going to be Yisrael. Like a ger. What's a ger? He has no mother, no father. Yisrael. What?
No, he's saying that's not true.
What?
He's saying.
No, not true, not true. So why is it when a bas Levi has a child that she doesn't have pinyon aben? That's because pinyon aben goes after the mother also. That's the reason. Not because the child becomes a... Not because the child becomes a Levi. Because the pinyon goes after the... So that's not true. Elamai, this child is going to be Yisrael.
Shmuel falls off this?
Yeah. Says Reb Shmuel, Aber Lemaisa. Maybe the mother doesn't make him into a kohen. That's true. But is this child going to be puzzle? Is there any puzzle with the child in this Abra Be'ambatya? The father's irrelevant. Maybe he doesn't become a kohen. But is there a psul in the child? What's the psul? No psul. Child's fine. We thought because the child came from a puzzle, therefore we would think that the child should be puzzle.
So still, why not?
Because that the husband was someone that she could not marry.
So it wasn't.
If they would have had relations, then it would for sure be a puzzle. They didn't have relations. Instead, somehow she managed to get pregnant from him without relations. Says Rav Shmuel, child's not puzzle. So says Rav Shmuel, that's the reason why Tosis doesn't say it. Because in the case of an Isabra Mambatio, the child is not puzzle. Even a blatant case of Arias. So what happens if a girl gets pregnant from her brother? Child's not puzzle. Isabra Mambatio. The child's not puzzle.
Because the father's irrelevant?
Yeah, the father's no father.
Automatically, we're going to make one Yisrael, even if that guy's a thing.
Yeah, Yisrael.
The father has no shame.
Listen, that's Rashi. Listen, I was thinking about it.
That'll answer for Rashi.
Because he's not allowed, right?
What?
The child born of incest is not.
Hold on a second. Might not. Hold on a second. Well, I think the Adarab. I think we're actually going to have to argue on this. But so what do we say?
Well,
the Vitoisvis. We do not have a case. We cannot come up with a case where the mother is not puzzle and the child is puzzle. Because if the mother is not puzzle, the child is not puzzle. Notice, what are we saying? What creates the psul? The BS Isser creates the psul. If there's no BS Isser, there's no psul. Why? Because the fact that the child came from a zera of someone that doesn't make a difference. What? That's why Tosis doesn't give that case. He can't come up with a case. Tosis is out of cases.
When a woman has
relationship with a guy, yeah, Yisrael. Comes Rav Moshe and says Rav Moshe lefizeh. In Bishas HaDchak, where we need to do it, you could do artificial insemination.
Why use a guy instead of a yid?
Kids of Yisrael. Why use a guy instead of a yid? Says very much only one reason. Because if it's a yid, so then...
You have a chois.
You have a chois. But a chois shouldn't be a problem now, because there's no yichus.
So kid
doesn't have a father.
Should
have no father.
No, he's still...
Would not be
able to have artificial insemination? That's different. What can do artificial insemination? Could a guy that can't have children marry a lady?
He's not stopping her from having Pru Ravu because now Kush Shivcha should be able to do it.
A woman should be able to get a... Interesting. Artificial insemination.
Interesting. He says you can't from a guy. Adarab, you should not use a guy. Ramesha Paskin, Zalocha Lamaisa, IVF, even from artificial insemination is okay. No, from a guy.
You can go to a regular bank anywhere in the world.
You go to a bank. Adarab, he says, better to go to a guy than a yid. Because you go to a yid, you're going to have issues with who's going to be the father, which according to us, we're still stuck.
There's no father.
What's the problem? There's no father.
What about don't understand your case of IVF between a husband and wife? The kid doesn't have a father? According to this?
The kid doesn't have a father, yeah. Yeah, so according to this, what happens if the father himself is the father? He's not the father. He's not the father. There's no father. What? There's no
Dinkibel Abayim. If the baby's a girl, there's a problem.
What? You're
very liberal.
Maybe that's probably a theory.
You said the whole thing, what reason was because he's not present. That's why there's no exception. If he's present,
that's not. He's not involved in the beer. He's not involved in the beer.
There's no beer.
There's no beer.
Isn't this from the tshuvas that are allegedly doctored?
No, absolutely not. No, this is when Moshe was alive. This is a machlokes Moshe and Satmarov when he was alive. Satmarov argued vehemently. Satmarov argued vehemently. What? He said, "Yubu mamzerim be Yisrael." Moshe is being marbe mamzerim be Yisrael. This is a mamzer.
The problem is, Ramesha brings it as a case where she was sleeping on the linen of the guy before. Yeah. In that case, you know who the guy was.
It doesn't make a difference, but he's
still a chaser, so you mean.
No, it's not related.
But in this case, let's say she knew who was sleeping on the bed before.
Doesn't make a difference.
So never had a problem with a chaser.
Yeah, but he's just saying that's why
he's going buster right. He's not going buster.
He's saying in a case when you don't know, then you have to be concerned.
No, you can use a yid in America because it's roiv gaya. You don't have to be chayshet for a chayis.
Right, but he's saying that
gaya over yid is a place where it's roiv
gaya. In chanami, but he's saying if it's a yid, you have to be worried about a chayis. You have to be worried about that. We're saying the chayis shouldn't have to be worried about even his sister. What happens if you don't know who the father is? End up with a sister, but according to us, I don't understand because there's no sister, there's no yichus.
No, but for that maybe.
Where from the mother, there's a sister.
So it seems that we have to say a little bit, perhaps maybe a little bit different.
Say
different. Maybe there's taka father, but even though there's a father, what creates the psul is the bias isser creates the psul. The bias isser. There's no bias isser over here. There's a father. There's a mother. But what's going to create psul is the bias isser. Was there a inappropriate relationship? No. Nafkamina would be as follows. This is a nafkamina. Here goes. What happens if you have zera of a mamzer? He's already a mamzer. Now let me explain to you. If a mamzer marries a mamzeris, did they do anything wrong?
No.
What's their child? Why?
Because
it just happens. So now, what happens if you take artificial insemination from a mamzer? If you say, like Reb Shmuel was saying, the father is irrelevant, is a major chiddush. I think a mamzer can have children, and they'll be kosher, just artificial insemination.
No, but also,
if you have a mamzer and a mamzeris, they're married, I would suggest to them that if they want to have children and they don't want to perpetuate this insanity, just do all your children through IVF.
No, they can't. The mother.
What?
Why can't the mother?
Oh, the mother's a mamzeris. No, but if she's... Right, if she wasn't a mamzeris, if she would be from... Yeah, something like that. Right, that's true.
Regular Yisrael would do that.
No, even a Yisrael.
Why can't a mamzer marry a
random guy?
A mamzer could marry a Yisrael.
The bia is going to be also. The bia is going to be also. The children won't be also, but the bia will be also.
It would be mamzeris. If a mamzeris just has whatever relationship with a regular guy, even if it's wrong, it's an issur with the kid.
The kid's a mamzer.
Why?
Because
every mamzer's kid is a mamzer.
Every
gyaris. Gyaris is allowed to marry a mamzer.
Yeah.
What about a gyaris? A gyaris and a mamzer? A gyaris and a mamzer should have the kids through artificial insemination.
A mamzer and a gyaris have
kids. That's it's a pele. But I'm telling you, Allah
what? If mamzer and gyaris have a kid, it's a
mamzer. Yes. Yes. So do it through IVF, according to Shmuel. But I'm suggesting maybe no. Avada, IVF, what we're saying is it's still considered to me that there's a father. But to create psul, you don't create psul through bias unless it's a bias isser. That's all not by mamzer. Mamzer doesn't need bias isser. Everyone else, a brother and a sister, any of the arias that we say they're not supposed to, they're going to create psul. That's because the bias isser creates psul. But what happens if we're talking about mamzer? It has nothing to do with bias isser. Mamzer is the fact that there's a father here. So Reb Shmuel says there's no father. The father is irrelevant. This child has no father. So then maybe a mamzer's child will be kosher. But if you say the vort is because it's not a bias isser, then still, if you have artificial insemination from a mamzer, it's going to be a problem. Now, Ramosha says, you don't have to be choshish for that. In other words, you can take artificial insemination, don't worry. The chances that it's a mamzer are very, very... The chances, he says you don't have to worry about a Yisrael, it could be anyone.
Why are you worried about a mamzer?
What?
Why are you worried about a mamzer?
Because what I'm saying is, if it's a mamzer, the child's going to be a mamzer.
Yeah,
I thought just Rav Moshe held that the father's not relevant.
That's Shmuel. But we prove for Moshe not like that. Because if the father was irrelevant, so who cares? What happens if there's two people, both artificial inseminated from the same father? And then they marry each other. Is that okay?
According to Shmuel, no. Yeah.
According to Shmuel, it's okay. But Moshe says, why can't you do Yisrael? Because we're worried about the Achoisai.
He's not a good parent. He can argue.
What?
Is the kid allowed to eat truma at the end of the day or not?
Gosh. Is the kid allowed to eat truma? What if the mother's allowed to eat truma? At the kid. What if the mother's allowed to eat truma?
The kid is just the boss guy.
Father.
Yes. Is it Ben Goyer?
So according to Rav Shmuel's first shot, maybe.
Both for sure not.
No, according to Rav Shmuel's first shot, he became a Kohen.
No.
According to his first shot, he became a Kohen.
No, we knocked it off.
Okay, according to that first pshat that Shmuel himself is chayzer from, his first pshat, the child is himself a kohen. How did he become a kohen? His father's Yisrael?
The mother.
Okay, that's wild chiddush, but Shmuel seems to say that then the chayra, the son, can eat truma. According to every pshat after that, either way, this child's for sure not a kohen. He's at best the Yisrael. He for sure, the child can't eat truma. Child's, can the mother eat truma? No, either because she has zera pasul, or because she was nivel of the pasul. So in the case of artificial inseminization, she was a nivel of the pasul.
Even according to
so
the what? According to Ramesha,
if it's artificial insemination, then it's not Zera Puzzle, then she anyway can't because she has Zera Kusher.
But the father's not in the picture.
There's no father.
It makes a difference, but she has Zera. Zera Yisrael. She has Zera Yisrael.
Rabbi, even according to Ramesha, anyone who holds knowledge from Shmuel, by monster, the Bala, true.
Right.
A Bala, if it's artificial insemination from Kayan, it's not Kayan. The kid's not a
Kayan.
We're saying by
Mamzer,
it's a. No,
it's a
Kayan. No, we're saying by
Mamzer. It's a Kayan.
No, we're saying by Mamzer, it's a Kiddush and a Zera Puzzle. Everywhere else, it's a B.S. Isser.
Yeah, but the B.S. Isser is my. So,
it doesn't switch.
But boy, say, if there's an artificial insemination from a Kayan, is the child a Kayan?
No.
According to Ramosha, yes. Yes.
No, because it's not.
Ramosha says you have to worry about whether who the brother is.
Oh, which means that the father is.
That means he's still in the sacrifice of the father. So why is it not a mamzer? Because no BS sister. But there's still a father. You can have a father and a mother. Is it possible, according to Moshe, to have a father and a mother that a brother and sister and the child is kosher? Yes. Yes. They didn't do a BS sister. You got a father and a mother and they're brother and sister.
That's why he becomes a
mamzer. But also over here, kuhuna is something that's intrinsic in the Zera. It's not BS. It's not the BS kuhuna that makes it into a kohen. If your father's a kohen, you're a kohen. So over here, the father's a kohen. There's a father.
That doesn't mean he's going to be a kashal kuna. That's taking it very far.
Why isn't it kashal kuna?
They're siblings for Isur, but why is it for us?
Why isn't that kashal kuna?
It's like a chol, dude.
Chol is to be a sister. There's no be a sister here. There's no be a sister. Rabbi said, that's what we have an Eitzeder for. We got to work this out. I'll call Panim, the Chayra, this. We have to figure out Pshat and Rashi. What's the case of Zera Puzzle? So we could be Rashi holds. The case of Zera Puzzle will be this case of Nisavra Bambatya. Or you could come with another case. The Amudei Or and the others, what?
Rashi said to go Mamzer.
Mamzer. Zera Puzzle is Mamzer. This child's a Mamzer.
Zera Puzzle is, and we just said we can't be the case.
We said in Rashi, in Tosfos, Rashi can hold this the case. What's Rashi's case? Cases of the child's a mamzer and the mother's not pasul. How nisab v'ambatia? And the child, he's going to hold the child is a mamzer, not like Rav Moshe. And the artificial insemination child could be machlokas Rashi and Tosfos, and the sitma Rav and Rav Moshe could be machlokas Rashi and Tosfos. That's what it could be, but maybe not. Because I have another case. What about the following case? What happens a woman who falls to yibum to a mamzer? This is the case of the Amudei Or. Woman falls to Yibum to a Mamzer. Midyaraisa is a mitzvah of Yibum. Because Asei Dechaloisa is a mitzvah to do Yibum. The Gemara's halacha is Midyaraisa, Midyarabanan, we don't do it. But Midyaraisa, do Yibum. So she does Yibum. Did she do anything wrong?
No.
Is she listened to the rabbi? The rabbi said, go do Yibum. She did Yibum. And she has a child from a Mamzer. What's the child?
Mamzer.
Child's a mamzer. So she's kosher, the child's a mamzer. Says the Amudei Or, great case. I got a great case.
But even though it's
Yibum,
why
it's a bia kosher, but the maisa, the father's a mamzer. With two mamzerim get married, it's also a bia kosher, and the child's still a mamzer. So our father's a mamzer, the kid's a mamzer. The only time the father's not a mamzer, the kid's not a mamzer, is if the father's not really the mamzer, the mamzer's not really the father. So if you want to take the father out of the picture, but over here, the father's for sure the father. This came from a bia. This kid is for sure a mamzer. Is she puzzle or not? She did a mitzvah!
Just because she was told to do it doesn't make the bia any less puzzle.
Oh, so that's the shayla. Maybe over here you could say she's still puzzle.
She's stuck. It's
a seidoch halosa say. It's doicha. So there's a whole shayla in Yevamos, Rabbi say. A seidoch halosa is hudcha or hutra. Hudcha or hutra. What's mean hudcha? Pashto. What's hutra? Permitted. If it's hutra, so then there's not a problem. If it's hudcha, yeah, problem. Maybe. Because it's a bias isser. We just allowed her to do a bias isser. So that could be the machlokas Rashi and Tosfos. Maybe that's the case. Tosfos is going to have to hold. Tosfos says there's no such thing as a woman whose mutter and her child is going to be puzzle. What about the case of Aseidu Chalos? Let's say the mother's also puzzle. Why? Because she did a bias isser. And Rashi is a simple case.
Mother gets messed over.
What?
Mother gets messed over.
Yeah, what could you do? That's life. That's life. Because Tosfos, it's going to be hutcha. According to Rashi, it's going to be hutcha. You have to see in your vomit if it works out. I'm coming out. Maybe everyone agrees to Rav Moshe that maybe artificial insemination. For sure, the child's not a mamzer. So what's the case of mamzer? The case is I say dochel is to say very simple and zera kosher. Everybody's like, we're not done. There's a lot. We're doing. There's a lot of things here. There's a lot of things. We got a chazer. It's a lot of different things. We're doing more. We're doing more. We got more to go, Yoni. We got to do more. What state in Unzer Gemara? Unzer Gemara state, do you need a pasuk for Bnei Banim? Bnei Banim Harem Kibanim? Lo Tzrich Yikra. Right? Zerazar Lo Tzrich Yikra, Bnei Banim Harem Kibanim. Frekta Ritzva, I have a Gemara that's searching for Bnei Banim and does need a pasuk. What do I see from that Gemara? Bnei Banim Einam Kibanim! They're not kibbonim. Wrong. So stay in the Gemara. You want a shloichelim? Gabe nachalos. You want a nachala? Ben einloy. If he doesn't have a son, who does it go to? The daughter. What about there's a ben haben? Says the Gemara. Ben einloy ayin alav. If there's bnei banim, so then it goes to the bnei banim and not to the daughter. What are you pasuk for? Bnei banim ayin kibbonim. Alma, Bnei Banim Einam Kibbanim. Not true. What's going on in our Gemara? Why is our Gemara saying Bnei Banim Einam Kibbanim? It sounds like Gemara saying you don't need a pasuk. Over there, I see you do need a pasuk. Comes along, the Ritzvan says a teretz, says Sevensach. If you said Zera, Zera Einla, that doesn't need a pasuk. Banim Einloi, Ben Einloi, that needs a pasuk. Zera ain't loy over there. He's been dyking the Gemara. Zera zara loy tzarech kro. Zera zara loy tzarech kro. Aber ben, that it needs a pasuk, it does. Ben ain't loy, ayin loy. Zera zara loy tzarech kro. So we don't have time to go through the whole cheshbon. There's a big cheshbon because Tosfos doesn't ask a question from the case of Moilech. But I'd like to suggest there's a difference between the two of them. Be makatzer. Difference between the two of them is as follows. Zera ein lo, zera zara lo tzorach kra. He's saying that in zera we're seeing zera zara, but ben ein lo needs a pasuk. What state in their pasuk? I like to say it's two different things. I'm going to tell you two nafkaminas perhaps as follows. What's the pshat bnei banim harim kibanim? Anyone? Chakira. What's the pshat bnei banim harim kibanim? Anyone? What's the pshan in that? Why is bnei banim harem kebanim? Because what?
It's like a wine.
So what does it mean? Bnei banim harem kebanim. What does it mean?
Agave pru ravu.
What does it mean? Tell me what does the word mean? Bnei banim.
They're
like your children. What does that mean?
The dinim of your son.
It's like your son. You have a son. You have a grandson. Great grandson. Son. The son. It's like your son, right? yesh lach or something else. That b'nei banim, it's like your son is here. Your b'nei banim harehem kibonim. It's your bun is here. Your ben is here. Not the b'nei banim are mitzad atzman, nothing. But b'nei banim harehem kibonim, that they're stelling the ben. The ben is da. The ben is da. Or my son, my grandson, my great grandson, they're all my son. Echmein is, that's the difference in the two Gemaras. Zera Eilo. What's mean Zera?
Children.
Zera Zara Lo Tzarech Kro. Zera doesn't mean your son, it means your seed, your offspring. That includes your children, your grandchildren, your great grandchildren. They all come from your seed. It's all your seed. So Zera Zara Lo Tzarech Kro. All that is included in Zera. But Ben made Ben. What state in the pasuk the Torah says that Ben Ein La Ayin La. If there's a Ben Abanim, it's then you're making that the Ben Abanim is stelling avek the Ben. I'll tell you 2 nafkaminas. Nafkamina number 1. What is b'nei banim harem kibanim? Is b'nei banim harem kibanim?
Yeah, of course. Yes, yeah.
I think it means. It depends. If you're learning from Zera, then yes. Zera, Zera, Zara, Zera, Zara, 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 Chaya, Vik, Ayoma. It doesn't make a difference. It's all part of Zera. But if the pshat is, my grandson puts my son here, my great grandson maybe puts my grandson, but it doesn't put my son.
Why my grandson?
Why? My son.
Because it's Keilu, my grandson is here, but my grandson's not. So only one can shtel the other. Mechatesi.
If my grandson was here, he'd be shtelling my son.
But he's not. Nah. But he's not. So I would need another pasuk. I don't know. Maybe yes, maybe no.
Wait, your son's not here.
Another nafkamina, Rabbi Sai, is as follows. What's the din if a person has a son and a daughter? Who's Yairish?
Son.
What happens if a person has a grandson and a daughter? Who's the Irish?
Grandson.
What would you think? Grandson and a daughter. Who's the Irish?
Grandson.
Grandson. Let's assume that for a moment. What happens if there's a granddaughter and a daughter? A granddaughter and a daughter. Granddaughter from your son and a daughter. Who's the Irish?
Granddaughter.
I think it depends how you learn. If you're saying that the pshat is the granddaughter is stelling avek your son, so she's really yours for the son, so who's yours, a son or a daughter? The son. But if the granddaughter is, because she's also a daughter, there's daughter, granddaughter, son, grandson, so then you have a daughter or granddaughter, who's going to be Irish? Your daughter.
If she's stelling avek the son, it's only as good as your daughter is connected to you. She's only connected to your son as good as your daughter is connected to you.
No, but she's but a son is Yerush. She's not Yerush mitzad atzma. She's Yerush mitzad the son. You have a son and a daughter. So who's Yerush? Your son. Ben ain lo ayin alav. See if he has, if he's still here. If he's... Yeah,
now we're saying that we learn that Ram Kabanim, yeah, that she becomes the son.
The boy said is the machloikas is as follows. Machloikas is as follows. What happens if a person has children? He has a son and a daughter. And now his children die, but he has grandchildren. Is it Yaitzapru or Ravu? Yeah. But what do the grandchildren have to be? Says the Minchas Chinuch from the Taisus. The grandchildren could be two sons. As long as they come from a son and a daughter. They only come from a son and a daughter.
Well, you know to say that because the kids died, it's undone Pururu?
Yeah, that's the halacha. The halacha is if the children die, you got to do Pururu again. Yeah, unless... unless No.
They're doing it. It's the problem.
What?
Why is it a problem on me if my grandchildren are... What's
hold on a second. A person has children, and then the children die, he has to do Pururu again. He's not Mekayim Pururu. But if he has two children, and they have children, even if the children died, so he can see... So the Machlokes, Tosfos, and Rambam, do those grandchildren have to be a son and a daughter? Or do the grandchildren, is it enough that they're coming from a son and a daughter? Does it have to be a grandson and a granddaughter? Or is it enough that they're coming from a son and a daughter? That's the Shiloh. So this holds, B'nei Bonim Arim Kibonim is the Pshat. You're stelling a vek the child. So my son's still here, my daughter's still here. What's bringing my son is a girl, or what's bringing my daughter is a son? It's irrelevant.
What do you mean?
The Ritva's Gemara of Melech is not going to be shver. We're going to have to continue with that. Beis Hashem, hopefully.
Yeah. Right. Baby, what about when the Moshe saved that kid from the war?
What?
Moshe, they're fighting over when he belongs to Shem Dani. Doesn't belong to Shem Dani. They should have passed him the Gemara. That goes bust to the mother, not the. You know what I'm talking about? The son of Shalamis.
Yeah.
They didn't want her. Dun didn't want her in the Shevet, but it goes bust to the mother.
Right. With the case
with the father was a Mitzri.
Right.
And then they knew, nobody was arguing that they didn't want him in the Shevet.
Right.
They should have passed him the Gemara.
Yeah.
What's about with the Shalamis?